This is Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Today's story is one I'm deeply connected to. In the jazz game, I wear quite a few hats. But one of those fedoras, so to speak, is one that's especially close to me, New Jersey's own Jazz House Kids. I may be biased, as I am the artistic director, but I believe it's one of the top jazz education programs for young people in the nation. It's done so much to not only spread the gospel of jazz, but also help launch the careers of some of our most important players. But this is only a smidgen of its influence, as you'll soon learn. Jazz House is led by someone very dear to me, my wife, Melissa Walker. So, given my close proximity to this week's subject, I'll be handing it off to my NPR colleague, Michelle Martin. Take it away, Michelle.
Okay, Christian, thanks.
She'll be telling the story. But before she does, let's hear some music played by our talented kids. This is Duke Ellington's Chinoiserie, performed by the Jazz House Big Band. Thank you.
That was Chinoiserie, performed by the Jazz House Big Band. I'm your guest host for Jazz Night in America, Michelle Martin. Let's go to Montclair, New Jersey. It's got a lot going for it. Leafy, green, with a cosmopolitan feel. It's just 18 miles from Manhattan. It's suburban, but also diverse and dynamic. It's home to artists, educators, and professionals looking for a quieter life just outside the city. And in the heart of downtown, you'll find a hub of swinging activity, Jazz House.
Jazz House Kids is an amazing program.
Just extraordinary musicians of all ages playing on such a high level.
Jazz House Kids helped shape my career. Without them, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today.
I feel like Jazz House just really helps people within their confidence, and it just builds character.
When I'm out somewhere and I say, I went to Jazz House Kids, people go, oh, I know Jazz House Kids, Montclair, New Jersey.
It's all there. It's everything I need.
Those are just a few of the thousands of young people Jazz House has affected. But what is Jazz House exactly? According to its founder, Melissa Walker, it's much more than just a music school.
That ethos of Jazz House Kids is formalized in providing access, learning, career development, and community building. And we're going to celebrate this great American art form called jazz.
You could call Jazz House a jazz education juggernaut, not only providing jazz resources to schools in neighboring New Jersey counties, but also in downtown Manhattan at Trinity Commons.
We are in under-resourced school districts. We go into schools and we help either establish a program or we help a program that's in place that wants to expand to jazz. So that might be busing kids from a school where they literally can't get out because they simply can't get there. Or it's other kids who need an instrument, want an instrument, and they are sitting on the sidelines and they want to play music.
There are also kids who drive to Montclair from all over the tri-state area, like this young aspiring bassist, Lark Velinsky.
I live in upstate New York right now. I used to drive 8 hours here and back, like, for everything at Jazz House. It's really worth it.
These kids come in every day of the week, anywhere from 3 to 12 hours, and they take classes, vocal classes, instrumental classes, big band, Afro-Latin. We started a jazz strings program there that we're really proud of. We've got a world drumming class, and they're just now starting to learn steel pan drums.
For the ultra serious, there's even the chance to work one-on-one with a certified jazz legend like the drummer Billy Hart. But unlike prestigious, often exclusive institutions like Juilliard or LaGuardia High School, Jazz House is open to all kids.
Jazz House would have its doors swinging wide open to everyone.
This is a phrase Melissa likes to repeat a lot.
The notion that you have to be the best. No, we need you to be your best, not the best. Wherever you are along the way and whatever you're interested in, we've got a program and a class for you.
To better understand the philosophy behind Jazz House, perhaps we should get to know its founder. We'll do that in a moment. But first, here's Melissa Walker with the Jazz House Big Band.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh. I become more mad about you. More lost without you. Well, and so it goes. But can you imagine just how much I love you? For the more I see you, and as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. Well, my arms will free you, and my heart won't try.
Mm-hmm.
become more mad about you and more lost without you. Well, and so it goes. But can you imagine just how much I love you? And for the more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. Well, my arms won't free you. No, my arms won't free you. My arms will free you, and my heart won't run.
That was The More I See You, performed by the Jazz House Big Band, featuring Melissa Walker on vocals. She is the heart, the brain, and the vision behind it all.
I'm a doer. You know, I'm a person who gets things done. I just always have been.
She's also the woman who helped grow the grassroots organization into what it is today.
I knew without a doubt that my life was going to have music at its core.
Shoot me.
My parents loved music, and my father loved Sam and Dave. But my mother, she also loved Dave Brubeck.
Melissa's own journey has had its ups and downs. As a young child, her family was regularly on the move. Her mother was a first-generation Italian from Queens. Her father, a black man from Brooklyn and a gifted athlete.
My father was drafted by the Green Bay Packers, but they decided to move to Canada and he played for the Edmonton Eskimos. They won a number of Grey Cups, which is their Super Bowl. And after his career ended, they decided to go back and get their doctorate's degree. And they went to Champaign-Urbana.
That's in central Illinois.
And that's where we lived. Five of us in two bedrooms. I'll never forget that. But what I really recall about that time is they worked really hard, late into the night every evening. Because education was the key to advancing.
Melissa's parents both got their doctorates and eventually relocated to Marquette, Michigan.
We would integrate the school, myself and my two sisters, and I was 6 years old. You know, every day we would be tormented. There was violence. There was name-calling.
Despite the challenges, there was no shortage of love or great music filling the house.
We had a 25-foot motorhome that we would camp in. It was cheaper to camp. That's how we were going to get around. And music was coming out of that. We had those gigantic speakers.
But just as life was starting to feel more stable, tragedy struck.
When I was 7, my father passed away. And that really colored our life. My father put a saying on the wall. And I think this is the basis for which Jazz House stands upon today. He said, "I am me. I will always be second best somebody else. I am the best me there is." He wanted me to know, bet on yourself. And that's what I tell our kids today. Bet on yourself.
With this advice, Melissa moved to New York with dreams of becoming a jazz singer, but law school was also on her mind. Then came a call from Newark's famous jazz public radio station, WBGO.
The children have so much to give when they are free.
They wanted her to produce a concert for kids.
I thought that was fantastic. I'll come and bring my band and I'll sing and we'll do a little mini concert.
I'll sing a song.
About 4 days before, I got a call saying, "Well, you know, we don't just want a concert, we want a program." That sent me into such anxiety. I really had no idea what I was going to do. And I decided that day for WBGO that we would build a jazz house. I had all of the students look under their seat, and I said, "There's a tool belt there for you." And we put this tool belt on, this imaginary tool belt. And we said, today we're going to fill this tool belt with all the things we need to make music this afternoon. And we filled it with things like listening, harmony, and melody, and rhythm. And then they learned about all of the instruments. We were playing the blues, we were singing When the Saints. Sure, that's what we were singing. There was a gentleman there. He said, I love that assembly program. And he asked for me to come in and do the program. We went into the schools at 8 and 9 in the morning. That was the very first program. Let's build a jazz house.
Let's hear more music from the Jazz House Big Band. This is Getting to It. Thank you. That was the Jazz House Big Band with Gettin' to It, a composition by Christian McBride. In just a minute, scaling a jazz house from a rickety, wobbly shack to a swinging, joy-filled mansion.
You know, we'd load the drums in, unload the drums, and it was really a DIY kind of situation.
That's when Jazz Night in America returns. I'm Michelle Martin. Welcome back to Jazz Night in America. I'm Michelle Martin, sitting in for Christian McBride. We're telling the story of New Jersey's Jazz House, an internationally renowned education center for young musicians, dedicated to America's great original art form. Putting on a dynamic assembly program for kids is one thing. Turning a jazz nonprofit into a global force, that takes something else entirely. Here's Melissa Walker.
It was hard in the beginning. Because no one knew what this was. There wasn't a real roadmap.
Saxophonist Julian Lee was one of its first students.
I think I started Jazz House when I was around 14 years old. We would go into the dance studios and, you know, have to take our shoes off so we wouldn't get the floor dirty. Everyone had to help set up the chairs and the drums, and we would have music class. Maybe 20 kids max, and then the summer camp was held at the Salvation Army.
My first board was my friends and my family. You know, it started to get a little bigger, and one day I said to them, this jazz house, it's too big to stand on its own, but it's too small to be a hobby. And so I asked them, what should we do? Should we grow or go? Let it go or grow it? And they all said, grow it, let's grow it. Well, actually, I don't think they said, let's grow it. They said, you grow it. Things really changed when Christian and I got together.
That's the formidable bassist and regular host of this program, Christian McBride.
I said to him, you know, I've started this organization called Jazz House Kids. Maybe you could help me a little bit with it.
At the end of the 2-week summer camp at the local Salvation Army, they decided to showcase what the students had learned with a concert in the nearby park. Here's Christian.
Yeah, the very first, you know, quote-unquote jazz festival was simply just a performance for the students at the end of the summer program. The first year, I'm guessing there were probably, I don't know, 45 or 50 kids.
We didn't even know to get a permit. We just went to the park and did music.
Julian Lee.
Christian McBride, you know, in the summer camp, he would play after, you know, an after lunch concert. It's like, wow, I was front and center seeing the best bass player in the world when I was a little kid.
The following year, I think we had like 10 more kids and, you know, we had 20 more parents.
The next year, we went back to the park. By then, we knew to get a permit.
We invited Monty Alexander to come and be our special guests.
And there were about 1,200 people. We looked at each other and we said, we've got a festival on our hands.
Welcome to the first official Montclair Jazz Festival.
I think it was then Melissa and I decided that I think we have something here. And then we blew it out.
Let's drop in on the 2022 edition featuring Jazz House rising star Matthew Whitaker and his band. Here's Dave Brubeck's Blue Rondo a la Turk. pianist and Jazz House alum Matthew Whitaker and his band from the Montclair Jazz Festival. Each year as the festival grew, so did its crowds and marquee talent. But more importantly, it was a platform for the students to shine and further spread the word of the Jazz House. Yet as they continued to enroll more students, Melissa realized something was still missing.
There was a student in our program who was very, very talented. Her name is Zoe Abadia. And I was having a conversation with Zoe and I asked her about her experience at the Jazz House. The very first thing she said is, "I wish there were more girls in the program."
Melissa said that went to her brain and her heart like an electric shock. She was like, "Yes, yes, we will absolutely work on that."
Who wants to go into something and you're the only one? I actually knew that as a young person. We had to do something about this. We created the Chica Power Program. And that is for young girls to have a safe space to explore this music.
My name is Sinclair Powell. I'm 18 years old and I play the drums.
My name is Marielle Eklund. I'm 12 years old. I play the trumpet.
I had been asking my mom to put me in music for a while, so I was very happy when she put me in Chica Power because I was with people that were older, but I also was doing something that I had been wanting to do for a while.
It's really cool to be in an environment where there's only girls in jazz.
Two really amazing drummers came as guests and they were so inspiring to me because I hadn't seen any drummers of color and that were women like me. I just feel like if they can do it, I can too. I feel like that's something that Chica Power has given me ever since I was 8.
We should note the producer of this episode, Emily Springer, is a proud graduate of the Chica Power Academy. In fact, she helped inspire this very episode. Now let's hear the Jazz House All-Star Legacy Band from the 2024 Montclair Jazz Festival. This is Nat Adderley's composition, Fun.
Thank you.
That was Fun, performed by the Jazz House All-Star Legacy Band with Kaylin Cardello, piano, Wallace Roney Jr., trumpet, Julian Lee, tenor saxophone, Zoe Abadia, alto saxophone, Coleman Hughes, trombone, Lex Warshawski on bass, and Zach Edelman on drums. When Jazz Night in America returns, we hear some more breakout jazz talent, names you just might recognize. You're listening to Jazz Night in America. I'm your guest host, Michelle Martin. For the final chapter, we'd like to introduce you to a few graduates of the Jazz House community.
Hello, my name is Matthew Whitaker. I play piano, organ, drums, keyboards, and percussion, and I'm a Jazz House Kids alum.
You just heard his performance at the Montclair Jazz Festival.
I'd say everyone at Jazz House Kids helped shape my career in a great way because what we was doing was a lot of things that you would eventually discover and do in college. Because of Jazz House Kids, I'm definitely grateful that I have been able to graduate from Juilliard back in 2023.
Matthew Whitaker released his fourth studio album, Shoulders, an Organ Tribute, in 2024. Let's listen. Just heard an excerpt of Yes Sir from Matthew Whitaker. Next up, another Jazz House graduate you've heard throughout the episode, saxophonist Julian Lee.
Jazz House was such a unique place. All the students are so serious about it. It's like a domino effect. One person sounds great and then everyone else practices extra hard, and then in a few months someone else is like really taking a leap. It's not competition, but it's just healthy growth.
Julian released his debut as a band leader in 2024. It's called Clementine. Here's the title track.
Thank you.
Clementine, an original composition by Julian Lee. We're spotlighting standout recordings from some of Jazz House's distinguished graduates. Our final story comes from another rising star, pianist Isaiah J. Thompson.
I remember one of my first days at the camp, actually, and being in the big band. I'd never really been in a big band like that before. They were playing Theme from Asphalt Jungle, which is one of Duke Ellington's pieces. There was a piano introduction that was a little difficult, you know, looking at for the first time. And I remember just seeing people my age playing on such a high level, and I was just in awe. I had never seen that before. I think it was just kind of a shock to me.
Isaiah recently signed with Mack Avenue Records. His latest album, The Book of Isaiah, Modern Jazz Ministry, features longtime Jazz House cohort Julian Lee on saxophone. Here's The Prophet.
Thank you. free. No more chains on me. I am free. I've been loosed. All loose me. Turn me a goat. Turn me a loose. I'm free.
The Prophet by Jazz House alum, pianist Isaiah J. Thompson.
The alumni to me are the greatest example of this mission in action and actually creating impact.
Melissa Walker once again.
And I know why young people come back to the Jazz House. Even though they are in their late 20s, they're forging careers in cyber technology, going into astrophysics, you know, going to law school. This is where they found their footing to be positive contributing members of society.
Jazz Night in America is a production of WBGO Studios and NPR Music. This episode was written and produced by Emily Springer and Sarah Gilletti. Consulting senior producer, Simon Rentner. Mastering by Ron Scalzo. Executive producer, Stephen A. Williams. Saraya Mohammed is the executive producer at NPR Music. I'm Michelle Martin. It's been a lot of fun filling in for Christian McBride this week. He'll be back with you next time on Jazz Night in America.